It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Conductor Seiji Ozawa won't be taking his bows at the summer festival in Tanglewood because of health reasons this year. The former Boston Symphony Orchestra music director has been scheduled to conduct for the first time since 2008, but doctors have now recommended that he do otherwise. According to a statement from the BSO, Ozawa developed a fever which resulted in weight loss, and overwork further weakened his immune system. After battling esophageal cancer, Ozawa has made a gradual return to conducting in recent years but has not been at Tanglewood since his 2006 performance of Mahler's Second Symphony. In a statement, the 80-year-old conductor said, "I am very, very sad and sorry that I will have to miss this summer's Tanglewood. I am concentrating on eating and I am gaining more body strength now. I'm so much looking forward to returning to Tanglewood soon." There are plenty of dynasties in the music world, from Bach's to Mozart's to Jarvis, but the latest one isn't composers or conductors. It's made up of clarinetists. The Ottensamers, who perform together as the Clarinots, are creating a legacy for their instrument and expanding the triple clarinet repertoire. Individually, the Ottensamers hold some of the most prestigious orchestral spots in the world. 60-year-old Ernst and 30-year-old Daniel are principal clarinetists of the Vienna Philharmonic. The baby of the three, 27-year-old Andreas, is principal clarinetist of the Berlin Philharmonic. Last January, the trio made its debut recording, the group's album The Clarinots, showcasing pieces from the stage, from opera to film, and was selected as Album of the Week on Boston's radio station WCRB and on Berlin Radio RBB. The Ottensamers are active as individual chamber musicians and soloists, but the clarinets occupy a growing place in their busy musical lives. They plan to continue commissioning new repertoire, particularly triple concertos, from composers who reflect their artistic taste. Andreas said that he and his father and brother were more interested in quality of sound than its effect. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on 89.5 KBOC Phoenix in HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.